Kara Parker Mars.
Welcome to Well, There You Go, a weekly discussion on books, hooks, and courts, where we give our views on reads, music, and wine. So let's get started with
Well, There You Go.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back.
We're back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right. So, ladies.
Yes.
Here on Well, There You Go. We talk about very, very interesting stories, right?
Yes, we do.
And this one, this story that we are discussing today is an interesting story because it introduces us to who?
Samuel Lassiter.
And the entire Lassiter clan.
Yeah.
Just think about this, guys. This book led to how many? 17 other books?
Yeah.
It did.
17 other books. So yeah. that's how intriguing this story was. Did any of you have any idea that that story and meeting Joshua and Samuel and the whole Lassiter clan would lead to that many books? Did you believe that?
Yeah.
No, but if I'm gonna ask you.
Wait a minute, ladies, before we get started, let's just tell the people who we are.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. We've been
busting at the seams to talk about this particular book. So before we get all into that, let's just introduce ourselves. So I am Midnight Ace of the Midnight Ace Book Bar. I am one of your hosts of Well, There You Go. So welcome, welcome, welcome back for another episode of The Shenanigans. And here with me in the room, I have my sisters in shenanigans. I have Miss Kara Parker, better known as Miss Prissy, in
hello.
Here. So Miss Prissy, say hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we have the Wordsmith with us as well. Also, the mastermind behind the story that we're going to talk about in the room with us, we have Miss USA best-selling author, Iris Boland. Iris Boland, speak to the people.
Hey, people. How y'all doing?
And y'all, trust me, that might be all you want right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's take that in stride. But today we're talking about one of her books. It's kind of a twofold book because it is part of the Heart series, which is called Look Into My Heart, but yes. It's also the beginning of the Gems and Gents series.
Child, look at that man on that cover.
Yes.
And so the first oldest son of the Gems and Gents is Samuel Lassiter.
Women. Whoever's producing Midnight, I think it's you. Put that book cover back up. Put that book cover back up.
Yeah.
There you go.
So,
y'all know this is Judah's middle son.
Yeah.
I thought that he looked familiar.
That is Jason. That is Judah's middle son.
Yeah. I think he's perfect for
Samuel.
For Samuel.
Yes.
In this cover, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And all three of her boys. Should be laughing. As a matter of fact, you guys know, I don't know if y'all know or not, her family, her husband,
is Joe Lassiter, and
Judith is Sally.
Yeah.
So this book was my rendition of their family, the Wasleys. Yes. Yes.
But anyway, guys, so, you know, this book, we talk about Cynthia Thornton, the Thorntons and the Lassiter. So as you will see, as we go through this series, we talk about the Gems and Gents series. So we had to kind of give you this one here to kind of, so we didn't want to leave one of them out. But you also see in this book some of the, what is the word that I want to look for? We see some of the tension between the Thorntons and the Lassiters.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So we're going to start it here And then you're going to see how it progresses and where it ends up.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Is this the book? No, it's not. I was going to say, is this the book where Jade knocks her over the banister?
Oh, no.
That's not in this book.
Not
in this book.
God, we got to get to that book.
We're going to get to it. Don't worry about it. This is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yes, just the beginning.
Right. But like you said, Look Into My Heart actually is the middle book for the Heart series, but it's the first book with the Lascars in it.
Yes, it starts with the Lascar clan.
Mm-hmm. It is. And this was really... you didn't know where this story was going, because when this story starts, Cynthia is involved with Gavin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Prince Lavere comes into her life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then Samuel comes in to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So she has three men in one.
I'm
not gonna say she got three men in one. She got three men, because honey, they are not the same by no stretch of the means.
All three of them were very different, right?
Very different.
Well, let's start off with Cynthia, because she is the catalyst really in this book here. So Cynthia Thornton is Blake Thornton's sister. Sophia and Jackson Thornton's daughter. And as we know, you probably picked up from some of the Heart series, earlier Heart series books, that Cynthia, so Jackson and Sophia left Cynthia. They sort of abandoned her when she was like 19 years old, just before her college days, because really she refused to live out her mother's dream and to be
a beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm. Basically, she wanted her to bet her whole life in beauty pageants.
Yeah.
So we kind of talk a little bit too, as the story progressed, we talk a little bit about how we felt about Jackson, you know, not being strong enough, you know, towards Sophia and leaving his daughter. We talk about all of that, but in this particular book, they left her. Well, we know that they have left her, and now she's at a point in her life where she has just kind of went through life, you know, not being loved, you know, just kind of tranked on, and she uses her body. She uses
That's what I think was she used her beauty and her body to find love.
Mm-hmm.
In all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. In all the wrong places.
And she also uses comedic relief to laugh over some of the things that hurt her the most.
She really does. Now that's a good way to put it, Midnight, because she uses that to cover up her hurt.
Because the way
she was with Tracy, you would have never thought that she was more vulnerable than Tracy, I believe.
And she really was. And I guess we need to mention that Cynthia is actually friends with Ashley and Tracy and Ross. You know, and Ross is actually her best friend and business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also, in this story, we also discover Cynthia and Ross have a booming business.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So they are business women. There are different facets to Cynthia. Because Cynthia is a businesswoman, and the truth of the matter is, everything that she touched, she can make beautiful.
Yeah,
you
know, she can make beautiful. So we do need to establish it. And I'm sorry, Midnight, because we did just jump right into the story.
No, that's okay. Because ain't nothing gonna change with that. So we might as well. don't try to fake it. This is who we are.
But in this story, you kind of see the relationship between Brian and Cynthia.
Yes.
You see that Brian really became that big brother
for Cynthia.
To Cynthia when her parents left, because Brian literally moved into that big house with her, you know, so that she would not be there alone. And that is where you see that that brother and sister relationship really come into play.
But I want to say this too, and we're not going to harp on this because Brian has his own book. But you also see that there are so many close similarities between Brian and Cynthia, because Brian is that same way. I mean, he's just out there too. He's trying to find love. He had his one true love that he, you know, walked away from him or got taken away from him. And so nothing else is satisfying him. So him and Cynthia sort of are the great duo, and they go kind of go through their adulthood, you know, kind of by themselves.
Kind of searching, searching. Well, Brian had that taste of love.
Yeah.
Right. And he lost it. And he's just going that he doesn't realize it, but he's trying to capture that somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Right.
But you never do. Once you have that love, you have that love. And, you know, that's all there is to. Oh, I can see y'all now. And then also, and then Cynthia, who never experienced real love.
Yeah.
You know, she
watching all of her friends fall in love.
Yeah, she had it with Gavin, right?
Yeah,
and Gavin married Carolyn for political reasons.
And Gavin used her for his own purpose.
Y'all know what? But I don't think it started out that way. I think Gavin
I think he really
Did love her. In a way, because he wasn't getting what he wanted from Carolyn.
He knew he was still going to marry Carolyn.
But I hesitate to say that he used her because of the fact that they were using each other.
Cynthia knew
the deal with him. Maybe she thought that maybe that she could probably, you know, could go
win him over from her.
And then it was, but when she found at that whatever event they was at, and she
it was
saw
reception. It was JD and Tracy's wedding reception. Yeah.
So when she saw him consulting Carolyn, you know, that solidified it for her. But what I will say about Gavin is we'll see in this book here that he put her in danger, and that was unfair to her.
And that is what that was the whole thing that Brian was trying to bring out. You know, they couldn't, everybody kept saying, give Gavin a break. But Brian's whole thing was you put her in danger.
Right, because Brian was also
to her,
Gavin's body man before he left the FBI, right?
Yeah, he was.
Who was?
Brian was Gavin's body man before he left the FBI.
At one time, but he ain't like it.
Yeah, he didn't like it. But you know what though, and even with that though, we know that he put her in, and I think we've talked about this before in some previous conversations. He did put her in danger, but did he purposely put her in danger, or she was the only person that he could trust at the time, and then it was an after fact that, you know, he found out that maybe he might have put her life.
You know, if Gavin didn't have, I don't know,
because he was being followed, didn't realize he was. Somebody was watching his every move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but y'all, now follow me on this. Gavin knew what kind of people he was dealing with. He knew what Muffet was about.
He did. He sure.
Yeah,
did.
He did.
He knew what Muffet was about, and he knew what Muffet was capable of. Muffet killed James Harrison.
Yeah,
he surely did.
You know, he killed James Harrison. Let's be very clear on that, and Muffet knows that. So he knew what kind of person he was dealing with. Now, if he was crazy enough to kill James Harrison, a police officer, his partner, what do you think he would do to Cynthia? See, Gavin knew that.
Okay. So here's the thing, too. Again, he was wrong on all fronts for doing that. But let's just talk about maybe his thought process behind that. So, yes. He knew that he was capable of doing that, which is why he recorded him in the first place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He figured that, you know, he was capable of getting to him. But let's just talk about, he knew Cynthia had Brian. So,
well,
Maybe he thought that, okay, yeah, he might try it, but will they be successful in doing it? That's the thing.
Well, the other thing is he did trust Carolyn. I mean, Cynthia more than he trusts Carolyn.
Carolyn, right.
Yeah.
And he had good reason.
Good reason, too, because Carolyn would have sold out the highest bidder to get what she wanted.
She had good reasons. Good reasons for that. So, you know.
There was a lot going on in this book, though.
It was a lot going on in this book.
You know.
We got so many things to talk about, y'all. We got to talk about the fight.
We got to talk about the dinner at
the Lassiter's. That was the first.
Oh, yes. Remember that?
We got to talk about that. The
football game, yep.
The football game. We got to talk about the big feet. Remember when?
Yes. That was crazy.
So let's go. I don't know if we can fast forward, but I do want to talk about the dinner, because the dinner and a few scenes that led up to the dinner were some of my favorite ones, because I think
before we get to the dinner, we have to talk about how Samuel and Cynthia came together.
Yeah.
Also, y'all, this is when we introduced Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. I'm telling you, so much happened in this book is when Tracy found out.
This is the book where Tucker.
Yeah.
Tucker had to get Monique off the projects. Remember that, y'all?
This wasn't where he had to go get Monique.
Yeah. That was in the next one.
That was in the next one, not this one?
Not
okay.
Thinking.
Listen, all of them come together. All of them just run together for me. So, okay.
Yeah.
But it was so much. Then let's remember, Samuel was hired to protect Cynthia when they realized it was something happening. So let's go back to the beginning of the story and let's try to stay in order. Okay, so we know that Cynthia is at Ashley and James' house, and they are celebrating something. I don't know what it was, but this is where Prince Lavere first comes into the story, right? And Prince Lavere he meets Cynthia, and he is enchanted with Cynthia, because Cynthia is a beautiful lady.
Right, but he met Cynthia at their wedding, right?
No, that wasn't the wedding. Well, Cynthia tripped over his feet at the wedding. Yeah. That was at JD and Tracy's wedding.
No, that was at
Ashley's wedding. Because Prince Lavere is a friend of James.
Right.
So Prince Lavere was visiting with James. Mm-hmm. And they had some type of dinner or something was going on. I don't remember what it was now, but that's where he first sees Cynthia. Well, when Cynthia leaves that dinner, Cynthia is in a car accident.
Right, because the road conditions was bad.
The road conditions was bad because remember they was watching the snow progressing, and James didn't want Ashley to walk because Ashley was pregnant and that whole bit. So she was in the
crib in every room.
Okay, so Samuel is following her at this point. Now Cynthia sees Samuel at the house. She sees him, but she doesn't know who he is, and she's like, she's not going down that route no more, because she wants that man of her heart now. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Celibate.
Okay. So
until Gavin comes on the scene.
Yeah. So while Sammy is following her car, she runs into an accident. She has an accident. She ends up in the hospital, and someone comes there to visit her in the middle of the night, right? Which is actually Samuel. Right?
Well, Samuel takes her to the hospital, but he doesn't leave her.
Right. He stays there with her until he contacts James and Brian and, you know, everybody. So they're at the hospital, and during the night, while she's in and out of consciousness, she hears this voice, right? And it's actually Samuel. But when she wakes up, it's Prince Levere who's sitting in the room
by her side,
right? And so that's how Prince Levere and Cynthia kind of come to be, right? Now, the thing that I loved about Prince Levere is he told her straight up what he was looking for and why he was looking for what he was looking for. And she accepted that. But here's what happened. Remember the first time that they kissed? And she said, yeah, that was all right. Mm-hmm. You know, she could live with that. Remember? Y'all remember that? And she said, that was all right. She could live with that. So that lets you know right then and there.
There was no sparks there.
There were no sparks there.
None whatsoever.
Right. So it starts there. Then she gets into this thing where she is going to... Ross challenges her to cook a meal for Prince Levere, right?
Yep.
And I don't even remember how that came up, but she said she can cook. So Cynthia was going to prepare this meal for Prince Levere. So before that happened, they determined that somebody had tampered with her car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Somebody had tampered with her car. Mm-hmm. So Brian...
And wait a minute, tamper with her car and broke into her business, her office.
Her office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they were searching for something. And what we do know at the beginning of the story, we know that somebody had been following Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they saw an exchange that Gavin had with Cynthia.
Right.
Right. And we know that Gavin had indeed given Cynthia the recording that he had of Mumford.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's what they was trying to get back. All right. So now we know how Prince Levere and Cynthia got together. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But then something happens and Prince Levere has to go back to his country.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves Cynthia there trying to cook this dinner and the man don't show up.
Right. Right.
So so when she meets, when Samuel is guarding her, she's trying to cook this dinner. She don't know what the hell she's doing. So Samuel steps in and helps her prepare this meal for another man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For another man, right? And so then what happens is Prince Levere don't show up for that meal.
Right.
The meal don't get eaten.
Samuel and her ate the meal.
Yeah, because remember he put on a suit. He put on a suit for her. And then because he hated to see her face.
Right.
You know, and sad. And so he puts on the whole suit. She's dressed up and they have a whole dancing thing and then they eat the meal.
Yeah.
Well, they eat the meal. Then they have the dancing thing. And then
they watch the Wizard of Oz.
Turns into something more.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's back up just a little bit because when the car thing happened, and then right after that, like within a day or so, the business get broken into. So now Brian is outside of his mind. He knows that he's gonna need somebody closer now to her than just following her. So Samuel and Rusty moves in. We love Rusty, right?
Yes, Rusty. Sammy wasn't too happy about it at first. He's like, I don't want to watch, you know.
Right. You know, because maybe he said babysitting, I kill people, right?
Right.
He did say that.
And it is there when Cynthia hears that voice that was rolling around in
her mind.
Because this is the voice that brought her to safety to the hospital and everything. So when he speaks, she knows that's got to be him.
That's him.
You know. And so now that puts a strain on her, what she's going to do, because now literally she's in a love triangle right now.
Right. Okay. Now, and before we get to the dinner, also before we get to that dinner, because that's another dinner we got to discuss. But before we get to that dinner, her and Levere have to have this press conference because The media finds out that Prince LaVere is seeing Cynthia, right?
But wait a minute, didn't they find out when they went when they flew to New York for the play in? And I think they went to dinner there. Wasn't they?
They found out because Sophia put it out there. And so Sophia shows up at the house.
This is where
you learn about the friction between the Thorntons and the Lassiters. Right. Yeah. But not only does Cynthia show up, Blake, Cynthia's brother, shows up. And we can't forget
Showed up before her parents. He showed up
out of concern. He showed up out of concern because he loved his sister. Yeah.
Right. He showed up during the first accident when someone tapped with her car.
Because Prince LaVere sent her the car.
Right.
And they thought it was from Blake. They thought it was from Blake. So Blake shows up. And then Sophia shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you meet Sophia and Jackson and Blake. So you meet all the Cynthia's family for the first time. Yes, all together. And now all of a sudden, Sophia wants to be a loving mother.
Oh my God. The way she talked to her and had that girl crying and told her what a disappointment she was. You know what? If I was Cynthia, I would have straight up... I would have throw punched her because she deserved it.
She wanted her mother's love. And once she realized and accepted that she was never going to get it.
Yeah. But then, my thing too is like, okay, so I like Jackson. I really do. I like him. But my thing is, it's like he knew why Sophia was there. You know, at what point do you stand up for your daughter and just, I don't know. I mean, he left her in that room behind closed doors with her mother, and he knew that she was going to put a nail in the coffin for her. And then they all left her in a bed of tears, literally a bed of tears.
And Rusty was sitting outside her bedroom door. Was sitting outside her bedroom door as she was crying. And he told Samuel that she was crying. Do y'all remember Rusty?
Yeah, I loved Rusty. And I loved how
Sally's grand dog.
I loved how Samuel had him trained, though. He wouldn't even let her rub him until he gave him the command. Hey, Roxy girl.
That's the truth. That's the truth. But, okay, so now we're up to the part where Cynthia and LaVere are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The mother, Sophia, comes in and she wants to have this dinner where she meets the king and the queen and Zsa Zsa. We meet Zsa Zsa for the first time here, you know, and all this stuff. And she's playing this big role of the mother. And Samuel, she talks to Samuel like he is
nothing.
Like, he is absolutely nothing. And Samuel is so polite. You know, he's polite. He's polite, but he is very
curt.
Direct.
Mm-hmm. He got a curt too.
Yeah, he is very
direct. He got her back, though. But yes, also, this is where LaVere's man assistant, or whatever you want to call him, Jamal.
Jamal was severely misguided.
Was he misguided?
Very much so.
Okay, he should have been beheaded.
What's the word?
He also was the one that was inciting his country over the fact that LaVere was dating Cynthia.
Well, it wasn't him. He was passing the messages back to the country.
Right.
Let them know about this thing, which caused the uprise mm-hmm. in the country, which meant LeVere had to go back, mm-hmm. you right. know, to help his brother, you know, settle things down, you know. And during that time, that is when he missed the dinner. And then yep. all of this happened. But we now we got to go back because and I don't know where the fight happened, but somewhere along the line, Carolyn called herself
helping Gavin, right?
Help Gavin, supposedly. Help Gavin. And she goes over there to Cynthia's place of employment. Mm. And her she had the nerve. Yes. Well, business, her place of business. And she had right. the nerve to smack Cynthia. Mm-hmm. But she smacked the wrong one.
What was funny about that? Well, it was a lot of things funny about that.
But there was a lot of things funny.
That it was like 2.4 milliseconds when Cynthia came right back up on her and just like, oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't.
The funniest part was when Gavin came and he looked at her. He don't look that bad. And Brian was back there like,
wait, because Gavin was Carolyn's only resource of help then, because by that time, Brian was laughing. Roz wasn't gonna help.
Well, Sammy did help her, you know, once he separates them, he put her, you know, kept her away.
So yeah, but that was so after the fact, and that was because they was in the company of
Brian and Samuel were the worst. They were the worst at that one, because both of them would have been able to separate those women before it even hopped off
Brian to watch women fight. Who was it?
Wait a minute.
Fight a long time. I know it wasn't in this book, but you know Brian's going to let it go for a minute.
Wait, didn't Brian walk in after the fact that it had happened?
It was after.
And then
Samuel was right there outside the door.
I know Samuel was there when it started.
Samuel was right there outside the door. And Roz was there too. Okay.
Well, I could see her. She was like,
That was long overdue. And the one thing I will give Cynthia this about that. Cynthia had done some wild things. And I think in life, when people are doing things that might be out of character, even for us, and we look at it for somebody else, you have to really try to understand why this person is doing it, because it's something that is provoking this type of character. Because Cynthia was a very reformed type of person, you know, she didn't get down like that, you know, really.
Right. Exactly.
She was truly in the essence of is a princess, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, and then let's talk about Carolyn, because Carolyn. You know, Carolyn and Cynthia, their paths were parallel too, because of the way they were doing.
Yes.
They both had mama issues. Both of their mothers, you know, rejected them because of they didn't reach for the stars kind of thing. You think what Carolyn's mother wanted her to be first lady. And also Cynthia's mother wanted them to be first lady, but it can't be but one first lady.
No, Cynthia's mom wanted her to be
the
biggest beauty queen.
Right. What she got from Blake. Blake fulfilled that for her. Right. That's what Sophia wanted. Cynthia's mother wanted. Carolyn's mother wanted her to be the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, wanted her to be the first lady because she had the look, she had the beauty, she had the fairer skin, but right. and that was the way for her to be accepted with her mother's family, and that was for her to be accepted, even though her mother married a senator, you know, that ain't no slouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it was a senator, you know, one of those slouch, but he was a black man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But Cynthia's mom did say, she said, you know, I told you to get with JD, you know, use your body to get with JD
because with JD.
She was going places. And then she said, and then you messed up with Galvin because now Galvin was, you know, Galvin, the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then she says, okay, now here's your last recourse. I'm going to show you how to do this because now you with a prince. Let's mess this up.
Yeah, right. I want them just jump in that book and smack the Holy Ghost out of her.
Yeah, I wanted to smack the Holy Ghost out of her, but I knew somewhere down the line she was gonna get hers.
But honey, it was too long in coming.
It was long in coming, but she got it.
She
got it. And who gave it to her? Cynthia's daughter, Samantha.
Okay. You know, also in this book, so much happened in this book. Joshua, I tell you, Joshua is just too much, honey.
Well, before we get to Joshua, we got to get to Magna. Ryan.
Oh yeah, because Ryan, right when they was going jogging and stuff, and somebody started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was Magna. I mean,
no, Ryan.
Ryan was on point. Yes, mm-hmm. And it was a lot in this story, y'all. Oh my God.
Let's talk about those. So Ryan was hired by Turk.
She was trained under Tucker.
Right.
And she was actually about to become Tucker's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, it was the two guys, and it was her and the guy. Mm-hmm. And the guy was just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He was just stupid. And Tucker was saying, you know, because he had said Turk, because remember, at this time, Turk is in prison.
Trying to go legit, so all the other stuff was being shut down.
Right. Well, they were shutting down because it was turning legit.
But
you know, the reason why Ryan got in this mix here was because Turk had gotten word that Mumford was on the move.
So
even though, and then he wanted to make sure, because Cynthia and Tracy were friends, he wanted to make sure that nothing touched Tracy. So even though Cynthia had all these body men and women on him, he was just like, okay, I need somebody that I know I can trust. Tucker said, you know, my best man is a woman. He said, I don't care as long as you can get the job done. So now we got Samuel in there at Brian's request. We got Ryan in the mix at Turk's request. And then we got Magna is at Brian's request, but that's the body person for Blake.
Because once Blake came into the picture, that, you know, Blake being the Hollywood star that he was, he needed some protection on him too.
Right. Yeah. Was it in this book when they went to the club?
Went to the club.
Yes.
Girl, there were so many good parts in this book because that club
and when Diamond got hit, I thought, oh my God.
Yes. I was like, uh-oh.
What club be cutting up like that, honey, where the men be just yanking on the women and say, you gonna dance with me, you gonna be with me, or you shut up and we just back in. Where we doing that at?
Listen, you'd be surprised how some of these fights break out in some of these clubs, girl. But anyway, that's a whole nother part. And if we start going into that, we're going to go over 2-3 hours. But
we only got like almost 16
minutes.
Yeah,
we got to start wrapping it up.
Oh my Lord, we ain't even got to the family when Samuel takes Cynthia to Thanksgiving dinner at the Lasseter's.
We haven't gotten to
when Joshua sneaks up on them when Samuel and Cynthia are getting busy and Joshua come up in there. Joshua was right to come up in there because he knew somebody was about to hit them. So
and
he
that's
was
when
right.
Samuel had to throw Cynthia over shoulder.
But how about when they're running from, remember the police ball?
Oh yeah, the police ball.
So they're running through the city And they had, and Joshua tells Samuel, if you shoot me, I'm going to tell mama.
I'm going to tell mama. Yeah. And then didn't they get in trouble because they tore up something in the city? Was this the book there? They got in trouble.
Joshua blew up something in the city.
Look, you know, one of my favorite parts was how Turk got out of jail and visited Mumford.
Yes. That was a cool part. But okay, well, let's go back to the family, because this is one of my favorite parts. This is when Samuel almost had to choose between Cynthia, his love,
and his sister, Pearl,
because of some stuff there. And the way he handled that was just so beautifully. I love how he dealt with his sister with kid gloves. But then I also like how Cynthia stood up for herself too.
She did.
Right, she did. Yeah.
All those sisters. Mm-hmm. And we all know those Lassiter sisters were no joke.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know. She did.
But you know,
and
what?
Look, they took her in. It was like, well, you guys may have won, but let it be known that it was because of a woman. I was like, well, dang.
And I love how, like, if you moving forward, guys, if you listen, you know, we're talking about Look Into My Heart, which is like the third, I think, book in the Heart series.
But the first book in the Lassiter.
It really is a prelude to the Lassiters. And, you know, we're talking about the Lassiters in this season. So please stay tuned so you can hear about the rest of the family. But what you do find with the Lassiters is that Cynthia and Denise are one of the two big powerhouses as far as women that bringing them in there, because honey, they don't take no stuff. They come in
there,
women, right?
Look, and she called Sally right on the carpet when she was helping Sally set up the table, and Sally got into the subject of her relationship, and she was like, yeah, you was mighty smooth with that.
Yes, but she was smooth, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
But also, that is the part where you learn about the Lassiters, because mm-hmm. Sally goes down to all of her children, you know, and when they came to be, and the twins, and, you know, all 12 of the children, and when they came to be. So that's when you learn about all of the Lassiters, is in that one scene, that one scene. But in this book, we were introduced to so many people, guys.
We really were. So many people.
Because this
so
is
many spinoffs of everybody in this
everybody
book.
Everybody else, right.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else's stuff. We knew that Matthew was a cut up. We knew Fire, and I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was a thing. We knew that those Lassiter boys were scared of those Lassiter sisters.
They were scared of those Lassiter sisters.
You know, so we got to meet all of that. But one of the funniest scenes in this book is when Samuel and Cynthia walk into the room where Tracy and Ashley and all of them, they're in there and they're talking about
Martha.
And when Samuel walk in there, and Tracy goes, well, let me see your feet. How big are your feet?
What did he say? Was it a 13 or a 15?
It's a 15. It was a 15.
15 is probably, I believe. That was hilarious. And then though, when JD came in there, she said that's what they all just fell out.
Yes. Yeah, poor Tracy. Poor Tracy do not have a filter. She just don't know
but
how
this
to
is it. Also when it was in the hospital and she told JD, okay, now that I know Cynthia's awake, we can go home and you can teach me that blowjob thing.
Oh. Yeah, that blowjob. And everybody just stopped and looked at her.
JD got right up. Bye.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was hilarious. That was so hilarious.
But the football game, the Thanksgiving dinner, mm-hmm. and the football game, that was a huge part of this story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a huge part of the story. And also when you also saw another relationship, you saw Cynthia and James really have a honest to goodness talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Yes.
And so even though those two are
even though you busted their bedroom at 7 in the morning.
Oh my God, yes, I forgot about that. Notorious for busting in people's, which you'll see in the series. She was notorious for busting in people's bedrooms in the morning. You know,
she really was.
Yeah, because when she did it with Blake and Jay a lot.
She did it.
As we get further into the series, we're gonna see another cousin picks up on doing that same thing when it came to Blake and Jay. We're gonna see that happening too. But
this story was really good. I love how her and Pearl's relationship turned.
Developed.
Yes. And when they brought her that princess, the tiara.
The tiara and everything. Mm-hmm. Wedding. This is also the book where Tracy finds out who her father
is.
Carolyn turned into a drunk because Carolyn found out too.
Yeah.
Carolyn
is not happy.
A small world. And and remember, this is also where
they busted married. The mama. Is this the book where they busted the mother?
What mother?
What mother?
No, that's wrong book.
This is also where Lena and John got married.
Got married. Mm-hmm.
And Lena moved into John's house.
Yeah. And that was
Carolyn couldn't get in. That's what she found out.
Which I kind of feel like, you know, that was kind of the wrong way to find out. That whole thing, the way that was handled, was not handled well.
It wasn't handled well. But also that was a turning point for Carolyn too.
That was
the turning point, because remember, right after this is when her and Galvin,
well, because she became an alcoholic, and he hurt it for her to hurt the way she was hurting,
right?
And so that drew him more to want to protect her and be there for her, and he talked her into making a son with him.
But this was a turning point. This story was a turning point for both Carolyn and Cynthia, because they was really going down that same path.
They were going down that same path.
And this was a turning point for both of them.
And then, you know, we talk about the men in Cynthia's life in here, and we talked about Galvin. We, you know, some of us ride the fence of whether or not he used her or not. I think they used each other. But what Levere did too was really going to be
using her too,
but we tend to be light on our feet with Levere because he's Levere. But I mean, really,
because he was open and honest with her about it. She knew what her role was going to be for him in his country.
Okay, but the thing was, is that he did tell her that he was looking for a wife.
But you also have to look at Levere's culture.
Yeah,
that's where he's from. He, you know, it was something for him to even explain that to her, because in their culture, they don't have to explain anything to women.
Right, and they can have. But she had said,
well, she said to him, she said, "I will be the only one." You know, she wasn't accepting that he was going to have many women
satisfied.
Right,
right. But I also think too that this was when I think Levere was he was dedicated to his country and his culture, but I also feel like being westernized, as his family would call it,
right?
And I think he really wanted love. He did not want arranged marriage kind of.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And we know in his country, arranged marriage is the thing.
Yeah.
You know, his whole thing was he wanted to bring a woman into his country and into his life that could open some doors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some of those old ways to be taken away and some new ways to be ushered in.
Right.
And that was his purpose. And he told her that, you know, up front.
He really did.
Yeah. But I mean, and this is not even in our season, but you know, we talked about Carolyn a little bit, so I'm just gonna mention this, but you know, what happened? Did any of us see what happened in between Levere and Carolyn happening? Ugh. I don't know how that.
No, happened. No.
Yeah.
No, but LaVey and Carolyn didn't see it either.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you know what? It was one of those things where if that was a real couple, I would literally be clouding the social media platform to find out how that happened. What they doing now? What they doing? Are they still together? Did they kill one another? Did Cynthia go over there and kill somebody, or did somebody kill her?
You know, but really, now that you look back at it, they're actually a very perfect couple.
Yeah.
Couple, they are.
You know, they're a very perfect couple. Carolyn is very politically aware of not just here in the United States, but around the world, and she always has been.
Has been. Mm-hmm. And we can say a lot of things about Carolyn, but when it came to politics,
she knew
she was just as strong as James was.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as doing the campaign, and I loved her for that. It was a beauty to watch her, you know, in her element.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that's the one thing that nobody ever doubted or thought twice about when it came to Carolyn. Carolyn knew her stuff.
Yeah.
She knew her stuff and she knew her way around. JD wouldn't be where he is if it wasn't for Carolyn, because she saw it in him first, even when JD didn't.
It could have been. I can't give that credit to
all to Carolyn.
I don't give her that credit, but I think that
there are certain leaders where there are certain things in them that is going to rise them to the top, no matter how much they try to fight against it.
Right.
You know, and JD was that type of leader, and we saw that. One of the reasons why I wrote the Heart series. It was because I wanted to see a person before they have any thoughts about politics. I wanted to see how I wanted to see how they grew, you know, into that role, you know, and then I wanted to see the people that they surrounded themselves with. Because the one thing that we have learned in this day and time is that the people that you surround yourself with is the people that's going to be helping you run this country.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Lord help us.
And if you pick the wrong person,
Lord help us.
Right.
You know, so what we're gonna say right then is just ask God to be with us when it comes to this. But Carolyn knew her stuff.
She knew her stuff.
But what we found out about Cynthia is Cynthia discovered what real love was.
Real love, real love and family. Because she never had family before.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
And she never really had family before. And I think the other thing that was very, very touching in this story is how Blake came to be at his sister's side.
Yes.
Regardless of what his mother did or didn't do or whatever, he came to be at her side.
Right.
No matter what.
I want to say this. You know, it was a funny part when Blake's agent came to Cynthia's house.
Yeah.
Shannon P. This is a serious book, y'all.
Yeah, but Shannon P. kind of worked on nerves there for a few seconds.
I was like, if Cynthia don't give her one good slap,
and then it was funny because Pearl was in there too, and at the time, you know, she didn't care for Cynthia, and then now she got this Shannon P. going all off like she is the best thing since sliced bread. And then, you know, they clashing. It was just a hot mess. Look,
and Pearl was like, well, I don't care what's going on. Until I talk to my client, then we can talk about how we all can get on the same page.
Which was a shock to Cynthia, because we knew Cynthia and Pearl.
Yeah.
Man, so you talk about
she didn't even know why Pearl didn't like her. So she probably know now, but in this book, she didn't know that it was because of a high school boyfriend who left her.
And Cynthia didn't even entertain him even after that, you know, because it was something about going to prom and he didn't go to prom with her because he was going with Cynthia. And I don't even think Cynthia went to prom with him.
She did, because he kind of come back in the Pearl's life.
In the Pearl's life. But also, y'all remember at the end of this book is also where Pearl met Theodore.
Yeah, because she leaves the hospital in the garage and stuff.
That's the next book after Samuel.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This I'm gonna tell you. That book with Pearl and Theodore, honey, talk about the patience of Job, because 7 years. Yeah, because now Pearl, you know, believe it or not, in all of this love that she grew up with, and you know, seeing all of these positive men in her life, she was She was hard on men. She was hard on men.
But she had reason.
She had reason to, but come on, at some point, honey, get that.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
Listen. What Erykah Badu said, the bags, the bag lady.
Bag lady. Look, she could have took up Toni Braxton, let it go, let it flow.
But I think in this book is, and when she had that conversation, you know, with Samuel and all the rest of the people in the family too, and then when her and Cynthia was able to make amends and everything, that was when she was able to let go. You know, she was able to let a lot of stuff go, but she was carrying it.
This is a good book. I'm glad we you know, we got back together to do this, but you know, now it's time to say.
Women, Miss Prissy.
Look, she sound like us now.
But y'all notice, as soon as Pearl left that hospital, that's when God opened that door for her.
Yeah.
Y'all know, as soon as she left that hospital, after talking to Cynthia and Samuel, you know, and Cynthia said, you should walk your sister downstairs.
Downstairs, yeah. Right.
And as soon as she went downstairs, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Her car. She was fighting with her car.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes, honey, God gotta put you down on your face before.
Sometimes,
honey, he was opening up the doors, but she was trying to close them back up.
Yes, she was.
No.
She's a tough cookie to crack.
Yes, she was.
Yes, and it's good. I have one quick question. So this is Samuel, and then the book after Samuel was it Pearl or Diamond?
No, it was Teach Me. You talk about the first last of the book? It was Diamond. It was Diamond's book.
Okay, because this book, so Diamond, then Joshua.
Joshua 1, Joshua 2, then you got Pearl.
That's confusing though.
Why?
Because in Diamond's book, we know Diamond's book is the first book, and we know Samuel and Diamond is together. So actually, Samuel's book, according to the storyline, how you have it flowing, and Samuel's book with Cynthia and Joshua was still there in Samuel's book. So Samuel's book would seem like it would be the second book.
But she started the Gems and Gents series with Diamond. That was the first book in the Gems and Gents series.
Right.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying if you look at the story and reading the story, the things that you have happening and the way that they happen, it would seem like the flow of it would be that in Diamond's book, Sammy will come next because Cynthia is pregnant in Diamond's book, right? Mm-hmm. And Joshua won.
When you read Pearl's story goes back in time and then come back to present day.
Okay.
Pearl's story doesn't start right at that night. Pearl's story goes back in time and then it comes back to present day.
Right, because see, like you got like, you know, probably some of this stuff is going on around the same time, and I'm just trying to match it up.
That's the one thing about my stories is that you know, just because these people over here are falling in love don't mean that these people are just sitting at home twiddling their fingers. You know, right. Things are happening all around at the same time. And y'all got 46 seconds left. Nope, y'all ain't even got 46 seconds. Y'all got 10.
Well, y'all, so now that you have it, thank you so much for joining us for Look Into My Heart. And please come back with us week after next when we have, I think we're doing, because we've already aired.
We did.
Well, they don't know that, Teach Me is already out there.
Teach Me is coming.
Come on back. We got something for you. Every other week, we got something for you. So just come on back.
We sure do.
Now,
the song that I came up with.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, Miss Prissy is going to take us out with a song that is befitting for this book.
The song that kept popping in my mind was what's her name? Roberta Flack. The first time I ever saw your face.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. So way back though, too.
I know, but it's just you know, based on Samuel and Cynthia, you know, it was really the first time she heard his voice rather than see his face. But
no, actually, she did see him at that dinner, at that whatever that's the event was at James and Ashley's place. Right. So, okay, guys, we are a minute over. We can't do that here.
Yes, we did.
We did the rules for I don't know how many seasons.
I know, but we
can't do that here. Okay, listen, we want to thank everybody for listening to us and coming out and listening to our shenanigans on Look Into My Heart. You can find Look Into My Heart on my website, irisbolin.com, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or wherever you find your books. You should be able to find Look Into My Heart, which is the third book in the Heart series, but it does introduce you to the Lassiters, the Jim and the Gents series, which is what we're discussing this season. So we want to take a moment and say thank you, Miss Prissy, for hanging out with us today. And Midnight Ace, as always, you know, you was handling things. Now, if you could just go ahead and take us out, we'd be good.
All right, guys. Have a good evening, and we'll see you next time.
Okay. Music, please.